Father, we do come in Jesus' name, and we thank you so for him. Thank you so for giving him freely, fully, so absolutely lovingly to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And through the ages to come, we will give you thanks, praise, glory, and honor. Oh, hallelujah. For him, for him, for him. Thank you for the Lamb. Thank you for the Bridegroom. Thank you for the I Am. Oh, he is all in all, and he is altogether lovely. Thank you, Lord, for enlightened eyes to see the beauty of Jesus. And in his name we pray, amen. Praise God. If you open up your Bibles to Psalm 66, we'll begin there. Head over to 2 Timothy and round up in Romans 8. Been there before, thanks be to God. But we've been on a journey, thank the Lord, and he's had a sweet time with us these past few weeks. A couple of weeks back, we were right there beginning this in the middle of that time with Peter. They're denying the Lord the third time, right in the midst of it. Jesus looks at him with those loving eyes, and oh, the unfathomable mercy and grace that looked upon Peter at that moment. And I know those eyes, praise God, said, oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm going to go right now to take all that guilt and all that pain away. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, you see me like that this morning. Praise God, and I see him. Took all my guilt and all my pain, all the shame. Oh, hallelujah, I love him. And then last week, praise God, this is what this is, the broken heart response. Amen? See, when we see those eyes, the lamb's eyes, the dove's eyes, praise God, the eyes of the beloved. There's nothing else but a broken heart that comes. You just go, oh, my goodness. Lord, you love me so much. I want to live alive unto you. Alive, quickened, joyous, exceeding in this life that you've given. The life more abundantly that you came to give me, to rejoice in that. And then finally today, the Lord's put on our hearts the result, the evidence, the proof of this great love working effectually in your life. This great love and its power, the evidence, the substance of it, the testimony of Christ living alive in us. And that's, I think, told in a very precious and special way in Psalm 66, and we'll begin reading from verse 8. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. I love that. Which holds our soul in life, and suffers not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Can you imagine God brought you into a net? Huh? Like a fish. Brought you into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Oh, what a God. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. God would do that? We went through fire and through water. God would do that? Oh, yes. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I love that. And there's something very special about this wealthy place. It's mentioned only one other time. That word in the Hebrew is mentioned only one other time in the Word of God. You find it in the 23rd Psalm. And it's translated, my cup runneth over. He brought you through all that. Can you imagine? So that you would have a cup that would run over. Oh, praise God. That's the wealthy place. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you, just singing his praises is so wonderful. But this is, to us, go on over to 2 Timothy. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Let me just tell you. Let me show you even a little better thing over here through this chosen vessel unto me, Brother Paul. And we'll begin reading there in the 10th verse of 2 Timothy 2. Therefore I endured all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Hallelujah. Been through that many times. And know this, brothers and sisters, that eternal glory means unending sun and kingly glory, king majesty glory. That's the salvation he wants you to obtain. That's what he has for you, if you'll take it. See, I know I'm saved and seated in the heavens in Christ. Praise God. I know that I'm now a son of God. I know, praise the Lord, that my citizenship's in heaven. But there is more. There's more than, and I don't mean to say it like just salvation, because just salvation, come on. Salvation by God, incredible. But yet a better thing, salvation with sun glory. Salvation with kingly majesty glory. Praise be to God. And here it is. It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Yes, that's salvation. But then here comes the glory. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Obviously, if we don't want to suffer with him, we're not going to reign with him. He'll deny the right to reign. But always remember this in verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Amen. Yes, it is. Just beyond. So we get this, and we're thankful to God that we understand very clearly by his Spirit. If we'll suffer with him, if we'll go on with him, if, praise God, we will believe that if we suffer together with him, we will rule and reign jointly with him. But if we deny that suffering, if we turn from it, if it just begins to be too hard, if, Lord, it's just too much, I'm seeing too much in them people to go to church over there. Huh? I've heard it many different ways. They don't treat me right. They don't love me. And it usually always is, you know, let's blame the people. Let me tell you something. You're not coming up against people here. He didn't say anything about the people. This is all about him. Amen? And what does he want? He wants you. Amen? And what does he want you to do? Is he wants you to go after him. He wants you to fall in love with him. And if you fall in love with somebody in this bridal love, you know what you'll do? You'll suffer together with them. Amen. This is bridal talk. Children, there's a suffering there that goes on in a household, but they don't suffer, in a sense, at the same level as parents. They don't suffer as the husband and wife suffer. There's intense stuff going on there. And it's difficult. It's beyond. But it's just right for God. Amen. So here it is. Yes, the offer to rule and reign jointly with him if we suffer with him. As the word of God tells us, as children we're heirs of God, but only joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ, if we will go on in love and suffer together with him. See, you don't just grin and bear the suffering. You don't just get out there and say, well, I'm going to suffer with you, Lord. Look, I'm just going to, because I'm such a tough guy. Well, you ain't going to last long. And all that's going to happen is because you're going to say it many times there, Lord, this is too much. But it's not too much for you. That I can do all things through you. Because your love strengthens me. Your love for me. That power, that wondrous purpose of your love to me It strengthens me on. It makes me want to go on. Even when I'm beyond myself, even when I'm discouraged, even when I fail beyond failure, your love for me. You look at me with those same eyes you looked at Peter. Oh, honey, I love you. I'm going to take all that shame and that guilt away. 3 days you're going to be running to my tomb. Little over 3 days we're going to be having supper. Amen. That's it. That's him. That's him. And this is what this is. Will you suffer with me? So brothers and sisters, see, his mature sons, they take the chastening of his love. Chastening. When you're discouraged. Chastening when you fail. Amen? Yeah. That you don't quit. Because it's the chastening of what? His love. It's not his, again, his condemning you or judging you. There's a chastening in love. Oh, you keep going, honey. I've got this. I died for this. It's behind you. See, you don't deny it. You take that love chastening and you honor it. His mature sons endure hardness even with gladness. His mature sons count it all joy in manifold temptations. Are you crazy? Did you hear that? Manifold temptations. I don't like one temptation. I don't. You ever pray, Lord, I just don't want to be tempted with this anymore. I would rather not have this. Amen? I don't want to be this way. I don't want to have that feeling. Well, I got something for you, honey. I don't just got one. I'm going to bring a whole bunch. And I'm telling you, count it all joy. Do you know the Lord like this? Huh? Why does he want you so weak? Because that's when the very power of Christ rests upon you. Why do you think time and time again you can't do it? Because he wants it to be only him. You want to come out of that wilderness? I do. Amen. I want to come out of that wilderness one way, leaning upon his breast, leaning upon his breast. I got a story to tell you sometime. My wife wants me to tell it to you, but it ain't today. But I'll tell you about coming out of a wilderness sometime. And I'll tell you who's got to take you out of there. Because you can't find your way. You can't make your way. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. Only he can make the way. As a matter of fact, only he can carry you out. Praise God. Well, I'm going to tell you something. His mature sons count it all joy because they know why. Because full overcomers know that when we're weak, that's when the glory time is. That's when it's just him. Amen? Amen. And that power is the evidence of the grace of God in your life. See, there's nothing that pleases God but faith. And what is faith? It's grace. It is. We're saved by grace through faith. It has to be grace that gives us the faith to believe God. So it all is grace. So God truly has only favor and love and adoration and acceptance for grace. That's why he said from the very beginning, bring me the lamb. Amen. Lamb representing what? The grace of God. Praise the Lord. Bring that to me. Hallelujah. That's so wonderful. Lord, I'm accepted because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Thank the Lord. And as I take that, praise God, the testimony comes from my life that without him, I can do nothing. The testimony comes from my life, praise God. Any good that comes through this life, it's because of the grace of God that is with me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Why would I want any praise? Why would I want any glory? Hallelujah. It's him. It's Him. Hallelujah. To be transparent, clear to the light. That's the power of God unto salvation. That's the glorious grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's how we can be, hallelujah, a light to this world. The light is Jesus. The light ain't you. It's Jesus. He's the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. See, it is the grace of God that is with us. And what's been sweet is I've been meditating and rejoicing in the Lord of these sufferings. And I do want to underscore temporal sufferings. Sufferings but for a moment. Amen? And rejoicing in their place in our life. And realizing, you know, God gives us these in so many different forms. I mean that. The sufferings that He gives in so many different forms. I was thinking about how leaving the childish things behind. I don't know about you, but it's hard to grow up. It is. Be honest. I sing the praises of 17. You know, it was, you know, back then, you know, now it's a whole different deal. Everybody thinks it's better. It wasn't. It isn't. It's never mind. But when, praise God, as a child, you basically are excused from everything. You get a pass. You know what I'm saying. Those that remember back when, you got a pass until you were 18. 17, you know, you do a lot of stuff. 18, it was coming down, you know. But even earlier than that, you know, you got that little pass. You could look up and say, oh, well, I don't know. You know, I didn't realize, you know, those types of things. But when you grow up, there's responsibility. Amen. And especially when we grow up in the truth. There's responsibility when God has graced us to receive this gospel of the glory. This tremendous, wondrous proposal. The dispensation that was given to Paul on that road to Damascus where it all began. Hallelujah. The mystery that was hidden from the prophets, from the sons of men, but is now made known to you. And you, and you, and you, and you. That Christ Jesus will have a bride. Praise God. And that bride, hallelujah, will come out from among His people. A rib portion. And that bridal proposal is for you. It's meant for you. Now praise be to God. You talk about responsibility. You talk about, praise the Lord, grace, great grace. That message. And brothers and sisters, there is a pressing of love in that responsibility, is there not? Oh, yes, there is. We're talking about a pressing. We're talking about threshing floor. We're talking about getting the oil anointing out. It's a narrow way when you're pressed against His bosom like that. Oh, yes. But then that responsibility, it constantly, it doesn't ever tire. It continually tries us and woos us. And our life never has true peace until we yield completely to it. Can you say amen? I mean, amen, amen. And you say it with a smile, don't you? Because you're thankful, because you know that you wouldn't stay with it. You would not stay in it. But it's Him, and it's His great love, and it's His chastening that does it. He doesn't force, but there's no greater force than the love of God, is there? It's so beyond powerful. It will break a heart. It will ravish you. It'll take you in the moment of something you think you've got to be doing, and it will stop you dead in your tracks. Oh, yes, it does. It comes to you just like Nathan did to David. You're the man. You're the man. And it's not you're the man in that conviction of the failure. Now it's, oh, you're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're nobody else's but mine. And nothing's going to take you away. You think you might be slipping out. but I'm standing at the door. You're not getting away. Hallelujah. Wonderful. This is that precious Lord that pursues us. Hallelujah. But then, as glorious as it is when we leave those childish things behind and we go out unto him, out from among the camp, isn't it a wonderful thing? Such joy and rejoicing. But even Rebecca, I'm confident, brothers and sisters, there was still a sting leaving family and loved ones behind. There's a suffering in that, and you know it. And the suffering isn't that you long to be with them. The suffering is you want them to be with you. Because you know it. You know where the best part is. You know where that mark for the prize, that ravished place, that place of fellowship that is so good that you suffer for those that don't want to come, that have been so close but just let it pass by, that have been in that fellowship and ate at that table so many times. And it's not in condemnation. It's not in judgment whatsoever. It's in a broken heart that you say, oh my, don't let this pass from you. That's why there's nothing sweeter. And there should never be anything that's more tremendously sweet to our hearts as when that prodigal comes back into the kingdom. Oh God, help us never to say to anybody, oh, you got to get right, or you got to do this, or you got to sit in the back before you come to the front, or how dare you. My goodness, we better be throwing on coats and kisses and rings and let God know what the heart is. Because I'm telling you, coming through these doors, brothers and sisters, is not an easy thing. It's not. It's not. There's a fight. Amen. Now, how about sufferings when we go on and yet there's these things about our sinful flesh? How about the sufferings abstaining from ungodliness? I'm talking about deep-seated fleshly desires. I want it to grab your attention. I want you to be honest. Talking about things that you enjoy, your flesh enjoys. These lies that have defined you, that somehow maybe have given you acceptance in this world or given you a fame amongst what you think are your friends. These defining things that have only robbed your life and will only continue to rob your life and rob you so much that someday, but for God, they will kill you. They'll destroy. And I am speaking of some obvious things like drugs, like alcohol, sex, greed. Lots of different things. You just go on and on. You willing to suffer with him? Honey, there's a suffering in that. And it's sweet to him. He made you perfect to need him. He made you exactly who you are, with every tendency that you got to need him. Doesn't mean to yield to that flesh, but oh, to know it. To not be ignorant to the devil's devices. But know that he gave you that. That you need to draw nigh to him. And nigh to him. And nigh to him. Finally, how about the trials of life? All the ones mentioned, but especially ones like the ones mentioned that you would think strange. That you would think, why? If you didn't know Paul's gospel. See, there's so many Christians that wonder, why God? They go on with God and then it becomes, why God? A lot of tragedies happen. Little babies, marriages. But as I was mentioning earlier on, why, God, do I have that tendency? Is God wrong? Is God just trying to mess with you? Is God just trying to give you something that's so beyond everybody else that you think he just kind of cornered you out to be unfair to? I'm going to tell you something. You're so perfectly and wonderfully made for him. And we all, every one of us, sit here with things. Maybe it's one thing you think, but there's things. But that's the beauty of the one star that differeth from another in glory. They shine differently. They've been bent and pressed differently. They've been kept and never cast out. They've been cherished and never despised. They've been held and embraced and treasured. He loves you. Oh, he loves you. So, you still willing to reign with him? Oh, a God like that. To be his bride, brothers and sisters, we must suffer with him. There's a lot of enlightenment that goes on. And the enlightenment is the great grace of God. It's not just passing through these things. It's appreciating each and every one of these details of his tremendous, tremendous mercy. Have you ever praised him? I mean, really praised him for your infirmity? Have you ever come up here and got on your knees and ever praised him besides taking away the infirmity? Have you ever praised him for it? I mean, really, have you? I need to take more time to praise him for him. I need to take more time to thank him for him. I just spend all the time, Lord, you got to take this away from me. We got to get rid of this. Oh, you know, the root branch. All that. But yet he told me to come in there and praise him for it. You talk about messing with the devil's head. What? What is he doing? He's minding something in me today. What's he minding in you, huh? I love coming here. In Jesus' name. But to see, be glorified with him, we must be tried and proven over and over and over and over. You didn't think you had that many dimensions about you, did you? Oh, he loves to cut that diamond. Yeah, he does. I've seen some pretty ones, amazing ones. But his are not to be compared. They're not. But yet, as we wrap this up, Even with all these trials and tests and temptations that are so intense and they can be agonizing, they can be hurtful. Paul reminds us through the Spirit in Romans 8, verse 18. He says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." Translated, that even means that these sufferings, these trials, these temptations are not even worthy to be uttered or thought about in comparison with the glory that awaits you. Now, see, only Paul's gospel could get to that point and tell you. That's that exalted crown, that exalted ranking crown of righteousness. That is that salvation with eternal glory. So even as tremendous as all this is, remember, as we look at all of these sufferings and all of these different ways and all of that wondrous praise, praise God for my infirmity, it's all to the grace of God. It's all to the praise and the glory of the grace of God. And I just sit there and I think, oh my goodness, Lord, it is not worthy to even talk about this. It really isn't. Hallelujah. I thank God. And the reason why is verse 17, right before that. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Oh, hallelujah. Ruling and reigning and glorified jointly with God. With God. Jointly. Together. One. Hallelujah. Taking that midst of the throne glory with him. She descends from heaven, having the glory of God and her light. Oh, yes, this is what this is. See, I'm glad I did not miss this. I'm glad I heard in the word of God more than once, "As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you." You don't have to believe this. You do not. I feel so bad for you if you don't. Because this is it. This is it. Whatever you think this is it of whatever you think is interesting in your life that you would like to see, be, become, have, whatever it is. It isn't even worthy to be thought about, uttered about, or compared with this glory. That all he says is, "As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you." What else did you get from God other than by believing? Nothing. Nothing. It's just there. Believe. Praise God. This is it. Do you want this? I do. But how do we get it? We need to hear it, to know it, believe it, all by the grace of God. Oh, the glory of his wondrous grace. And then to wrap it up, I'm so thankful to know that all my life's sufferings are so absolutely perfect and glorious. Know this. Believe in this. This is his promise to you. This isn't some random assortment of acts that just happened. This is a perfection that's beyond anything of perfection that we understand as mankind in this life. This is God's perfection in what we think is our imperfection. Matter of fact, what I know is my imperfection. But it's his perfection. This is his faithfulness in my unbelief. Where is this going? All too boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This gives us always something to praise him about. See, we know, brothers and sisters, there would be no reigning, there would be no glorified together with him without these things. And because of these things, we grow into overcomers, full overcomers, from glory to glory into his image. His image, his image, his image. And think about him, his image. Just like Jesus is what means his image. And think about just like Jesus, brothers and sisters. You know, as he matured in age, when he was ready to be offered, as he neared that time of the cross, you know, he said some things that were pretty weighty. He who has seen me has seen the Father. He said some things and told them, I am. He said some things. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Yeah, as he matured. And as he said those things, not only did it change from despising him and rejecting him, it became, we got to kill him. So I'm going to ask you, why would it not be the same for you? And I'll tell you, it won't. It will be the same for you. It'll be exactly the same. Praise God. And isn't it wonderful? As we grow from glory to glory like him, we too, hello, will suffer more. Yes, we will. As we become fully purposed to be the bride, the furnaces will get hotter. As we grow up into him in all things, you know, they might even want to kill you. What do you think? Can we stand with him and say, I will not fear what man can do unto me? Amen. You silly little ruler. Don't you know any power that you have is from my Father? Don't you know that I could have called 10,000 angels? And by the way, just one of them could have wiped the whole world out? You talk about what we call overkill? And he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. Okay. So the glorious testimony and the proof of the power of God, I thank him for my infirmities. Because through them, he's given me my cup. Hallelujah. Runneth over, and I shall not want. Praise his name.
Hear what the Spirit, hear what the Spirit says to the church. The Father has sent the Holy Ghost to take the things that are Christ, to lead you, to guide you, to teach you, to enable you. He's here. He's here. He protects. He comforts. He takes the things that are Christ and makes them yours. Know this. Count it. Yield to it. Let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth. In Jesus.
Father, we do thank you in Jesus' name and appreciate so that we are now your sons. And thank you, Lord, that we endure the chastening as your sons. And it's all because of the word of your grace. It's all because of the grace of God that is with us. It's all because of Jesus. We thank you, thank you, thank you for him. And in Jesus' name we praise, give thanks, glory, honor. We come boldly to the throne. We rejoice with you, Father, for your beautiful Son has made us free. In Jesus' name, amen.